If Biden agreed to more, he might win the U.S. the favor of the other 196 signatories to the pact. But then he would have to deliver. That's where the work on the domestic side would begin. America's largely dysfunctional Congress is usually a bad thing. In the case of recent environmental policy, however, it could be a plus because Trump's environmental moves are not fixed in legislative cement, but written in the softer sand of executive orders. Biden could simply reverse the Trump reversals by issuing his own day one executive orders. But any regulatory change requires public comment and review, as well as a rationale that can withstand legal challenges. Those day one moves might thus not yield results for a year or three. What would come next would go beyond the mere reparative. Nobody expects a Green New Deal out of a hypothetical Biden administration. Freeman believes Biden will look to environmental laws now on the books, like the Clean Air Act of 1970, and apply them more strictly to advance a green agenda. On June 30th, the House Select Committee on the Climate Crisis did unveil an ambitious plan for the U.S. to achieve net zero carbon emissions by 2050, something Biden could embrace, though its chances would likely depend on the Democrats holding the House and flipping the Senate as well. Biden could also, Freeman says, attach climate policies to coronavirus-related economic recovery bills that are likely to pass. The environment has never been Biden's animating passion. He markets himself instead as more of a Mr. Fix-It president who will set right what he sees as the serial messes of the past 4 years and then try to move beyond them. The environment will be one of his biggest cleanup jobs of all.